Texte numéro 55. March of the Machines. After many false dawns, AI has made extraordinary progress in the past few years, thanks to a versatile technique called deep learning. Given enough data, large or deep neural networks, modelled on the brain's architecture, can be trained to do all kinds of things. They power Google's search engine, Facebook's automatic photo tagging, and Tesla's self-driving cars. But this rapid progress has also led to concerns about safety and job losses. Stephen Hawking, Elon Musk, and others wonder whether AI could get out of control, precipitating a sci-fi conflict between people and machines. Others worry that AI will cause widespread unemployment by automating cognitive tasks that could previously be done only by people. The most alarming scenario is of rogue AI turning evil, as seen in countless sci-fi films. It is the modern expression of an old fear, going back to Frankenstein, 1818, and beyond. But although AI systems are impressive, they can perform only very specific tasks. A general AI capable of outwitting its human creators remains a distant and uncertain prospect. The more pressing aspect is what impact AI might have on people's jobs and way of life. Panics about technological unemployment struck in the 1960s, when firms first installed computers and robots, and the 1980s, when PCs landed on desks. Each time, it seemed that widespread automation of skilled workers' jobs was just around the corner. Each time, in fact, technology ultimately created more jobs than it destroyed, as the automation of one chore increased demand for people to do the related tasks that were still beyond machines. Replacing some bank tellers with ATMs, for example, made it cheaper to open new branches, creating many more new jobs in sales and customer service. Similarly, e-commerce has increased overall employment in retailing. As with the introduction of computing into offices, AI will not so much replace workers directly as require them to gain new skills to complement it. That will mean making education and training flexible enough to teach new skills quickly and efficiently. It will require a greater emphasis on lifelong learning and on-the-job training. AI may itself help by personalising computer-based learning and by identifying workers' skills gaps and opportunities for retraining. Social and character skills will matter more to do work that calls for empathy and human interaction, traits that are beyond machines. And welfare systems will have to be updated to smooth the transitions between jobs and to support workers while they pick up new skills. Despite the march of technology, there is little sign that industrial-era education and welfare systems are yet being modernised and made flexible. Policymakers need to get going now, because the longer they delay, the greater the burden on the welfare state. Adapted from The Economist, June 2016.